Chapter 6. Descent. 1 year later. Transcript of grand jury investigation. Mr. LeJudas. When you discovered the knife, what did you do? I presume you reported it immediately. Witness. No, I did not. Mr. LeJudas. No? You discovered the murder weapon in an ongoing murder investigation and you did not tell anyone? Why not? You made such a pretty speech earlier this morning about how you believed in the system. Witness. I did not report it because I did not believe that it was the murder weapon. I certainly did not know it for a fact. Mr. LeJudas. You didn't know it for a fact? Well, how could you? You kept it hidden. You didn't submit the knife for forensic testing, for blood, fingerprints, comparison with the wound, and so forth. That would be the ordinary procedure, wouldn't it? Witness. It would be if you genuinely suspected it was the weapon. Mr. LeJudas. Ah, so you didn't even suspect it was the weapon? Witness. No. Mr. LeJudas. The thought never crossed your mind. Witness. This was my son. A father does not think, can't even imagine, his child in those terms. Mr. LeJudas. Really? Can't even imagine it? Witness. That's right. Mr. LeJudas. The boy had no history of violence, no juvenile criminal record? Witness. No, none. Mr. LeJudas. No behavioral problems, no psychological problems? Witness. No. Mr. LeJudas. He had never heard a fly, is that fair to say? Witness. Something like that. Mr. LeJudas. And yet, when you found the knife, you covered it up. You behaved exactly as if you thought he was guilty. Witness. That is not accurate. Mr. LeJudas. Well, you didn't report it. Witness. I was slow to realize. In hindsight, I admit. Mr. LeJudas. Mr. Barber, how could you be slow to realize when, in fact, you'd been waiting for this moment for 14 years from the day your son was born? The witness did not respond. Mr. LeJudas. You'd been waiting for this moment, fearing it, dreading it, but expecting it. Witness. That's not true. Mr. LeJudas. Isn't it? Mr. Barber, isn't it fair to say that violence runs in your family? Witness. I object. That is a completely improper question. Mr. LeJudas. Your objection is noted for the record. Witness. You are trying to mislead this jury. You are suggesting that Jacob could inherit a tendency to violence, as if violence were the same as red hair or hairy arms. That's wrong on the biology and wrong on the law. In a word, it's bullshit, and you know it. Mr. LeJudas. But I'm not talking about biology at all. I'm talking about your state of mind, what you believed at the moment you found that knife. Now, if you choose to believe in bullshit, that's your business. But what you believed is perfectly relevant and perfectly admissible as evidence, and you know it. But out of respect, I'll withdraw the question. We'll approach it another way. Have you ever heard the phrase, the murder gene? Witness. Yes. Mr. LeJudas. You've heard it where? Witness. Just in conversation. I've used it in conversation with my wife. It's a figure of speech, nothing more. Mr. LeJudas. A figure of speech? Witness. It is not a scientific term. I'm not a scientist. Mr. LeJudas. Of course. We're all non-experts here. Now, when you used this figure of speech, the murder gene, what were you referring to?